Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero.
Mark Kelly, who's the founder of AI Ireland, is with us here on the programme. Mark, why is Taylor Swift going to apply to trademark her voice and image?
Hi, Andrea. Well, I suppose AI can now fake you. Taylor Swift is fighting back, and you know, this isn't just about protecting her brand, this is actually protecting her identity. And if you think about it, Andrea, AI can now clone her voice, it can replicate her face, generate content she never made, and make it look real. And when you've got, you know, rumor has it, $2 billion in terms of, you know, your life savings, you want to protect that.
So how exactly, this means that if I go on to ChatGPT this afternoon or any of the AI apps that are out there, I'll no longer be able to clone Taylor Swift to say something?
Well, the fake Taylor is already out there. Most people can't tell the difference from politicians. So this isn't a copyright dispute. This is a warning sign for every public figure, every business leader, every person with a reputation worth protecting. You know, if AI can fake Taylor Swift, it can fake anyone. So it's now kind of putting it out there to say, you know, I'm going to start to protect this, and if you're going to do it, I'm going to come down with you with, you know, trademark laws. And she's looking at like short clips of what she's doing, like, hey, it's Taylor, hey, it's Taylor Swift. So she can trademark that. But now she's even looking to get a photo from her Eras tour where she's wearing a sparkly bodysuit, and you'll know that's trademarked to Taylor. So again, it's going to the next step, because AI now, you just don't know what it can do, what's real or what's not real.
Didn't Matthew McConaughey do something similar?
He did. He was one of the first people to actually do this as well. And he saw that he got trademarks for his name, his voice, his likeness. And this actually helped him to create a kind of a clearer legal boundary about how he can use it. And then he can actually monetize that as well. In a world where AI can now, you know, take actors, put them into different types of scenes, take extras, put them into different types of scenes, they could see where the future was going, and he wants to take control of that future.
So we can expect probably to see more artists, can we, following suit?
I certainly think we can, because DeepSeek and these different types of models have made it near impossible to decipher what's real or what's not real. And in the Taylor Swift example, she was doing endorsements for so many different types of brands, and by the time people have figured out it was fake or not, the damage was done.
Do you think we're likely to see more people here in Ireland? You know, and I don't even mean just kind of your, you know, your super famous pop stars like Taylor Swift, but are we likely to see other well-recognised maybe business people or politicians doing the same?
I certainly think for governments, certain people and politicians, you could say a justification for that. And certain people, well, there's certain people I know that only have an email address because they're worried because they're going to be kind of taken over. So there's a lot of worries and concerns about getting this right. And the technology is moving so quickly, literacy becomes incredibly important, because we want to stop impersonations that are illegal. We want content to start to be labeled, and ultimately help victims remove fake content quickly, right? Because you're messing with people's data, and this is where we have to educate to the public.
Yeah, and like it is really kind of about protection, isn't it? I suppose it's protection for business people. I mean, in Taylor Swift's case, that being her voice and her image, but it is really just about sort of safeguarding that and the financial aspect of it.
Yeah, and that's the bigger picture. You know, with Taylor Swift, she's protecting her brand from being copied by AI. And then the main concern for her is like, it can clone her voice, it can her images, and she doesn't want that to be, you know, used in the wrong way. But for everyone else day to day, we're actually thinking these scams are very believable, these fake videos, it's hard to trust what's real and what's not, and privacy becomes an issue. So you just don't want to be on the wrong end of this, right? And for Taylor, I think this is going to be very good, because she's going to be able to turn this into a marketing ploy for herself. She'll be able to actually turn this into an additional brand. I'm sure she'll do very, very well out of it. But for everyone else day to day, we want to start to feel like we know what's real, what's not real, because there's so many different important things happening in the world at the moment.
It's not that long ago, I remember, Mark, discussing on this programme, I think it was Michael Healy-Ray who had a deepfake AI endorsement of Taylor Swift before the last election.
Yeah, you know what? Innocently, you'd be thinking, you know, that's kind of funny, right?
Ah, yeah, and it was in that way. But
yeah,
this is where it ends up.
But exactly. And then we're actually thinking about, you know, it's politics, it becomes more serious. So we need to be kind of cognizant of how it can be used in a negative as well. But for most people, they're going to have a laugh and a joke about it. But when it actually turns serious, that's where actually people get really worried and concerned about it.
Mark Kelly, founder of AI Ireland. Mark, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.